WHDD presents Susan Says.
Well, I've been sick for 3 weeks with bronchitis, coughing up a storm, and other stuff. I know, gross. I'm telling you that in case I cough. I was on steroids and antibiotics, and then again and again and going a little crazy. Now I'm still coughing, but no fever. So I thought I'd come back and talk to you guys about, I don't know, dis and dat stuff. First of all, the Oscars. Boring, long, but nice dresses. I'm so glad Shape of Water won. It was just a gorgeous movie in all respects, worthy of the award. The news. Well, where to start? Oh, yeah, that crazy guy, Sam Nunberg, having a breakdown on every news channel. Watching an accident. You know you want to hide your face, but you still want to look. For those of you who do not pay attention, he was an early helper gnome of deranged Donnie, hashtag 45-ish, never my president. He was fired and rehired and fired, and now he hates deranged Donnie, and who doesn't? But he might have information on him. The special counsel wants him to go through all his emails with interested parties. He says no, like he has something else to do with his time. Then he says he will. Then he says no. Then he says he's going to rehab. Oh, okay. Gary Cohn, the only sane-ish kind of advisor, leaves over the Terrafore meltdown. Oh, that's nice. Now who's left to wipe the drool? Hope Hicks, girlfriend of many, gone. Soon there will be the ghost of Christmas past and deranged Donnie holding down the fort like Hitler in the bunker. By the way, the dictator wannabe in the White House confused North and South Korea for a moment. Oh, God help us. I tried to distract myself from the news by watching the finale of The Bachelor. This year, as every year, it's touted to be the craziest. Well, if you ask a girl to marry you and then break up with her and then go back to the second choice, it's crazy, yeah. And the reunion and the jilted girl is the new bachelorette and a cringeworthy group of guys, new suitors come up with ridiculous corny intros. She's swooning and, well, you've been dumped on TV, so get right back on the horse and see what horror can happen to you. Good luck. By the way, Becca, whose old boyfriend did appear on the first show, trying to get her back, she said no. Well, maybe he'll come back. Or maybe something less upsetting is in the news. Let's see. Oh, yeah. That spineless jerk Mitch McConnell will not bring up a gun vote in the debate. 98% of Americans want some controls. This is disgusting. Vote them out. I'm doing a book event at Temple Emmanuel in Manhattan on Sunday, 11 to 2. Please come. I'll be there in dialogue with Jennifer Armstrong, who has written a lot of great books, including Seinfeldia, about that show. Hope to see you there.
Susan Silver was one of the original writers of such TV classics as The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Maude and Bob Newhart. She lectures and teaches sitcom writing and had a column on the New York Social Diary called The Search for Mr. Adequate. She hasn't found him yet. Appearing on TV and radio often, she expresses her views on life and opinions on everything.